on day two of a teacher's strike in Minneapolis. Teachers are demanding more mental health resources for students and better wages. It's a different story in neighboring St. Paul, where a strike over similar demands was averted when the union and school district reached a last-minute deal. Sean Layden with the Minneapolis Federation had that in mind when he was speaking at a news conference yesterday.
We can't be in this place in 2 years again having a big fight, knock down, drag out over our top priorities. Let's get it in the contract like they were able to do in St. Paul.
Minnesota Public Radio's Matt Sepik is following this story. Hi, Matt.
Hi there.
And why don't we start with St. Paul? How did both sides reach a deal there, and could it be replicated in Minneapolis?
Well, keep in mind that St. Paul had a short teacher's strike about 2 years ago, just before the pandemic. And at that time, they were able to resolve, at least to some degree, some of the issues that came up again. So on Monday night, really right before a deadline to strike or whether to call off school or not, they were able to come to a deal. And as we heard there from the one of the presidents of the Minneapolis Federation of Teachers, that's what they're hoping for over in Minneapolis.
It looks like it's tougher there. Ed Graff is the superintendent of Minneapolis Public Schools, and he put out a video yesterday saying that he shared the values of the teachers, but he doesn't have the money to meet their demands. Let's listen.
Every single year, we go through this process of saying, okay, where can we squeeze more funds? Where do we have more to put here? How can we do more with less? And you know what happens? We keep getting more and more challenges. Our kids need mental health support. Our teachers need mental health support. We know that.
So, Matt, we heard on the show earlier this week that some educational assistants in Minneapolis are barely able to make enough money to make ends meet. Their union is demanding salaries of just $35,000 a year, minimum salaries. But right. As we just heard, the district says it doesn't have that money. So what are the budget issues?
Well, as we heard today also from Sean Layden, the union president of the education support professionals side of the union, he says this is not a budget crisis in the district. He calls this a crisis of values and priorities. He argues that the district can find the money if it chooses to reallocate resources in a better way. And the union also points out that the state of Minnesota has a $9 billion budget surplus, and they're arguing that the state should set aside some of that money for the Minneapolis public schools.
Sounds like another argument from the district is that enrollment has been dropping. Where are the kids going?
Well, Minnesota, which is fairly unique among states, has open enrollment for public schools. So if you live in Minneapolis, you can send your children to suburban districts. Of course, there are also charter schools and many private schools around here as well. So there are many options for parents of students in Minneapolis who do not want to send their children to the Minneapolis public schools.
And I guess we'll see if more of those families decide to leave, because it's a big headache for a lot of people, 30,000 kids in that district. Matt Sepik, a reporter for Minnesota Public Radio, thank you so much for your time.
Hey, you're welcome.